Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to take this opportunity to once again welcome you from wherever you are to our program entitled The Reviving Word. Today, I have a topic that I have entitled, our subtopic today says, Change Your Philosophy. You need to change your philosophy. If you really feel so desperate, if you feel like you are hungry for God, if you feel like you need the hand of God, you need a miracle from God, you need to change the way you think. Philosophy is just a way how someone thinks, or a way how a person thinks. It means the way how you filter the information. There is a way how people receive the information. We filter, we receive this different information through our filtering systems. So that is exactly what is called a philosophy. A philosophy is the way how a person thinks. We are reading in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23 and verse 7. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks or thinketh in his heart, so is he. My brother, my sister, as a man thinketh in his or her heart, so is he or she. If you don't become so serious with your thinking attitude or the pattern of your thinking, then it is possible, it is impossible to receive from God beyond your thinking capacity. That is a right statement right there. It's just a true statement right there, which I have just said. If you don't adjust, if you don't change, if you don't allow yourself, allow your philosophy, the way how you think to change, then my brother, my sister, that means that is the same level of your receiving. That is the same level of your receiving capacity. You cannot receive beyond your thinking capacity. There is another story in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, from verse 14. The Bible says that after Lord had parted from Abraham, then the Lord spoke to Abraham. He said to him that, lift up your eyes and see northward, southward, eastward, westward, wherever your eyes reach, I give unto you. As far as your eyes can see, I will give it unto you. That simply means that God will not give you where you have not seen. Before it is painted inside of you, you cannot reach it outside. Before you receive it inside of you, before you perceive it, before you conceive it, then you'll not give birth to it. So my brother, my sister, it is our responsibility to cooperate with God, with God's word, as we change our philosophy. Allow your mind to be renewed by the word of God, to be changed by the word of God. So that's when you will receive as you have purposed from your heart. If Abraham could not have changed changed his way of thinking, his way of looking at things. If Abraham could not change his perspective, his philosophy, he would have strived with the Lord for so long. The reason why we strive with others, the reason why we become sometimes bitter, the reason why we sometimes become unforgiving, the reason why we become so stressed, it is based simply on our capacity of thinking. It is based on our philosophy, on the way how we think. My brother, my sister, you need to change the way how you see things, the way how you look at things, the way how you think in your life. Recently, I was sharing in a pastor's fellowship, and I was trying to tell my brothers and sisters that there are two groups of people. The first group of people is called optimists. Optimists, they are people who see an opportunity in every situation, in every circumstance they face. And there is another group of people, they are called pessimists. Pessimists, for them, they only see defeat and failure. So, I am asking you, are you an optimistic or are you a pessimist? So, if you really want to receive from God, you need to be an optimist. An optimist sees an opportunity in every challenge, in every situation, in every surrounding they face. Both people could be facing the same circumstances, but their filtering systems, their philosophy determines how they respond to the circumstance. Both could be going through a crisis. Both could go or could be going through a sickness. Both could be going through a situation which is hard, but an optimist is a person who sees as an opportunity in every situation. But a pessimist will always feel defeated, fearful, failure, and he will be tending to give up. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28, that, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. God and those who have been called according to his purpose. My brother, my sister, you have been called by God. You love God. Whatever happens to you, it is for the good of your life. It is for the good of your future. It is for the good of your dream. Don't fear. Don't be intimidated. Don't be fearful. Instead, stand on God's word. Whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, God is going to turn it to be a testimony. Your test is going to produce your testimony. Your adversary, your disappointment is going to create a big appointment for you. The Bible continues saying, when we read in the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 to 10, the Bible says that beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the best principles of the world, and not according to Christ. You see, what was Paul trying to speak here? He was telling the Colossian church that they should keep their hearts, they should keep their thoughts, they should not allow their lives to be lured, to be deceived, to be enticed, to think otherwise. He was telling them not to base their lives, their faith, on their philosophy, on their traditions, on the way how the world looks at things. My brother, my sister, you are not what the world says you are. You are not what your family says you are. You are not what your situation says you are. You are not what your crisis says you are. You are what God's word says about your life. Because in the 9th verse, the Bible continues saying, I mean the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And verse 10, the Bible continues saying, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Oh, my brother, my sister, this is so wonderful. This is so powerful. In Christ, we are forgiven. We are justified and we are qualified. You are forgiven, my brother, my sister. You are justified and you are qualified. Because the verse in the 10th verse has just said and told us that we are complete in him. We are complete. And who is the head of principality? In other words, you are above principality. You are above every power, every situation, every circumstance that is trying to intimidate you, to make you fearful. In Christ, we are full of Godhead. We are full of the Father. We are full of the Son and the Holy Spirit. In other words, they dwell in us. If they dwell in you, nothing can harm you. Nothing can touch you. Because anything that dares to touch you, it touches the Father who is inside of you. It touches the Son. It touches the Holy Spirit. So you are highly protected and you are highly favored. You are greatly blessed. You are deeply loved. You are special person, my brother, my sister. Don't fear. Instead, stand on God's word and receive from your Father. In Christ, we are more than conquerors. We are uniquely called and gifted, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can overcome. You can have the victory. You can have the breakthrough. You can have the healing. You can be delivered. You can be blessed. You can, in Christ, all things are possible. May God bless you and continue refreshing, allowing your mind to be renewed by the word of God. This is your brother in the Lord and in Christ, Apostle James Karejea, who loves you and encourages you always. Shalom, shalom. I am a child of God.